It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is March 27th, 2020. And this is part of the Dog Days of Quarantine. A group of us, since we're all kind of sitting at home and can't really do a whole lot, we are just going to record podcasts daily. Why not? So you can check us out at dogdaysofpodcasting.com and subscribe and listen to everybody. Unfortunately, I haven't had much of a chance to listen to people yet. I'm finally getting caught up in some of my other stuff as well for podcasts and other meat content. Oh, yeah, there's a yawn. And I'll probably start listening as soon as that gets started firing up here. So today I thought I'd do a walkthrough through my shack slash office slash whatever you want to call it at this point. And I did that in what I call the car cast in my vehicle. I thought, you know what? Why not talk about the studio in the studio? So that is what I am doing. So I have been podcasting since, I don't know, 2007, 8, something like that. I can't remember. So I've been doing it on and off for 12, 13 years, something like that. So as some people are selling for 15, I'm around the 13 range, I believe. Started with just a headset and moved on. I want a little better quality. And moved on to a mixer and a microphone that I've been using, well, for what, 10 years or more, probably. So I'm on my second mixer. The first one went out at some point. But this mixer is a Yamaha 12-channel mix, USB 12-channel mixer. So I record off of the USB. And usually I try and edit off the USB side. But I had found issues with recording from computer audio through there. So on channels, I believe it's, 11 and 12, the stereo channel, I have just a headphone jack into my laptop, routing audio through the mixer and so on. So that works pretty well from what I've been doing. The main reason I wanted that initially was as we start, I have a group that we've been playing second edition D&D on Roll 20. And I was like, you know, it'd be fun to pipe some mood music through the audio stream sometimes. So I figured out how to make that work, and I have that working. Which is actually kind of fun. And then, as I started, and so as, in channel one, or yeah, channel one, I guess, technically, is my voice, my sultry voice. I do have a DBX, 266XL compressor gate that I got a little bit later on, to help give me some of the sultry voices that you hear. I forgot what all it's supposed to do, but it's been configured for years. I haven't touched the knob and I haven't done anything with it. Makes life easy. Channel 2 through 4 is empty. And then channel 5 and 6, I have hooked up to my amateur radio. I started looking around how I could set that up so I could, through one set of headphones, listen to my radios, listen to the computer, whatever. So I figured out, finally, and, you know, this is when what happens when you just kind of plug it in and you start using it. I realized there's actually two sub channels or whatever you want to call it on the mixer. So I can now listen to my radio while playing D&D, piping audio from my computer through the mixer into the stream, but then they can't hear my radio. Or I can record like I am now and be listening to the radio. Radio's muted right now, so I'm not actually listening to it. But I could. But on the flip side, I can easily hit a button and you guys can hear the same thing that I hear in the radio. So that is really cool. I am so glad I figured that out. And it has been working pretty good so far. I had the radio on while I was in a couple of meetings today on Zoom. And same deal. Radio was running and nobody heard it. But I had, if you want to call it hold music, at the beginning of the meeting. That was kind of fun. So, yeah, I was doing that today, and it gets a little touch to get things going. Let's see here. So I talked about 5 and 6. So 7 and 8, I just literally hooked up today. I have my old iMac that's been kind of, I call it the COVID news computer, if you want to call it that. And so I had hooked that up so I could listen to the governor speak, because he's been speaking every day at 2 o'clock lately. So I can listen to the governor speak. And utter failure today for multiple ways on this whole thing, but it works. So I kind of quickly hacked that one in there just so I could hear it. If I want to do it that way. Channels 9 and 10, I currently have hooked up to my tablet. So here's how I'm configured in a normal day right now, now that I'm working from home. So obviously I don't need my microphone on, so that's usually turned off until there's a meet, like a Zoom meeting. My radio's on, coming into my ear if anything triggers it. I have my tablet going with the podcast running on there. So my podcasts are always usually playing. And I run that from my tablet because I don't want to I want everything to kind of mesh into this one mumble jumble mess. And then my PC has whatever sound it may or may not need at that particular moment. I haven't had much sound coming from there. And then the only thing I haven't thrown in the mix is my phone. And after kind of talking through some of you guys on the Facebook group, I realized I do have over-the-ear Bluetooth headphones that I can plug in. So they are plugged into the mixer for normal headphone usage. It's also Bluetooth my phone at the exact same time. And if I get a phone call, I mute my podcast and I can pick up the phone. No one knows what I have running in the background because I am just picking up the phone and answering it. It is really cool. It's worked for the day and a half I've used it so far. I think it'll work awesome. I just got to make sure to charge my headphones, which I just thought of I should do tonight. So that's kind of my setup. I have dual monitors that I've had all along. My MacBook is sitting underneath in a little shelf I've made. I kind of wish I could flip the MacBook up so I could have three monitors, but whatever. I'll attach pictures of my setup and my, quote, ham shack in there and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting tired. No, it is 11:15. So, anything else on the shack setup? Oh, I do have a color laser printer. So, I mean, I really have a full-out office here. I know some people were kind of wishing they had certain pieces of equipment. And we were kind of going back and forth of, well, is it necessary? Can you just come in and use what's here? You know, things like that. And so that gets to be kind of, oh, sorry. I'm not editing those out. I'm not editing this. So, you know, some people were complaining that they couldn't necessarily have everything that they had at the office. And we're trying to kind of, hey, you know, this is temporary. Kind of work with it. And, you know, you may have to come in the office once in a while in order to do the things you need to do. Well, we'll have to see. But it looks like things might be more longer term than what we think. It looks like if I looked at it correctly, worldwide, we added over 100,000 more people infected in less than 24 hours. Yeah, I did not really, it's speeding up yet. It's not slowing down. So, let's see here. I think that is everything I can think of. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's been working pretty good for me. My internet's kind of slow, so I am using my hotspot, but works paying for it anyway. So, I'm going to use it. And it's truly unlimited internet, so I shouldn't have any slowdowns. Although, it was definitely getting slower in the afternoon. I was starting to have problems with web meetings and stuff, but we'll deal with it. It is what it is. And unfortunately, I don't have the option to get awesome internet at my house because I don't know why. We have cable internet less than a mile west of us and less than a mile east of us. I pointed the wrong way, but you're not seeing where I'm pointing. So I don't know why. I wish I knew why they couldn't give us high speed internet here, but so I'm stuck on my hotspot through work. Hopefully the kids should be able to do their schoolwork okay. We'll have to monitor that and see how that works. But there again, they could probably flip on their hotspots if they had to. They have unlimited, but I don't know what it does after you hit your 15 gig limit or whatever it is. So, well, that is where we're at in the bunker here. I guess bunker, office, throw whatever you want. No, I do have a webcam set up, and I wish I had an actual green screen. But I just threw up a sheet over my mess of shelving that I have behind me just so it looks a little bit nicer. Someday I'll get a green screen so then I can have fancy backgrounds in my Zoom meetings. I haven't had an opportunity to share video yet, but I found in Zoom you can add these virtual backgrounds, and one was at the beach. I thought, hey, this would be kind of fun. So at our next department meeting, I'm going to flip it on even without a green screen. And it has some virtual thing. It does looks kind of crappy, but hey, it's for the fun of it. And at this point, anything you can do to have fun, do it. Because we all need to laugh at this point. We're all shut in. And if you're extrovert, I'm sorry. Feel free to reach out and talk, whatever. I don't have Skype running, but, you know, reach out to me on Facebook if you want to chat for a few minutes. For all you introverts, please check on your extrovert friends and coworkers. They're probably dying inside right now because they really, 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 really want to talk to someone. So I will leave it there. I don't even know how long this is because, GarageBand doesn't tell me like minutes and seconds, only bars and beats. I need to figure this thing out because I think I might be, oh, time. Here we go. Time. That's what I want. 14 minutes. Okay. Maybe I can make this thing work if I don't have to change settings every time. Anyway, I will let you go, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope everyone stays safe and healthy and keep your distance. We have our groceries ordered from, what, Tuesday, and we pick them up on Sunday. Gotta love ordering groceries online, but the time frame's getting a little bit pushed out now. So I will... one more thing, not really a thing, but so I'll be smoking pork butt on sometime this weekend. Probably, I don't know, I haven't figured that out yet. But I'll be smoking some pork butt, and so maybe I'll do a, I don't know, I should do like a video podcast on that one, smoking that. I don't know if I can make that work, but we'll find out. So until we figure out what the heck I'm doing next time, thank you so much for listening. Everyone stay safe. Everyone stay healthy. And talk to you next time. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.